Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome our guests as well. We have some Canadian brethren with us today, so that's nice. I'm glad they made it in safely. I'm going to talk about something that I spoke about 2 years ago. So if you guys remember this, then you don't have to pay attention, but I'm assuming I barely remembered it. So hopefully it's not something you guys will remember. I want to talk about 1 Corinthians 11. We want to turn over to 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 27. It's a good refresher, getting ready for the Passover. We're, you know, about around a month away from the Passover. Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 27, he just talked about the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. He says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." So I'm going to say today that if you are not unworthy, then you are unworthy. That's going to be my title today. If you're not unworthy, then you are unworthy. And I'll explain that as we go along. But Paul follows up, says, "Let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." So prior to Passover, Paul's telling us to examine ourselves. What are we examining? What are we looking at? I mean, do we look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "Yeah, I really should get a haircut, probably should have shaved, you know, should have wore a tie, should have did this, should have did that"? That's not what Paul's talking about. What's Paul talking about? Well, what are we doing with the spring holy days? What follows Passover? Days of unleavened bread. The apostles tell us that the days of unleavened bread pictures the time when we're putting sin out of our lives. Well, we don't get to the first day of unleavened bread and say, "Now, what is sin? What's leavening? What is leavening?" And we spend the rest of the week getting rid of all that. No, we do that beforehand. We're examining ourselves and we're looking at ourselves as we compare to Jesus Christ. We look at ourselves and see where we've messed up, where we've gone wrong, the things that we've done right, whether we have issues with brethren or not. But we're looking at ourselves and taking stock in ourselves, not our brother, our sisters, our neighbors. We're looking at us. We're looking at us. And do we look at ourselves and say, "Yep, I am worthy to take this Passover. I deserve it. I was so good the last year that I have earned a place at the table, and Jesus Christ has to wash my feet." That's the wrong approach. If we go to the Passover thinking we are worthy, that we've earned it, that we deserve it, we've made ourselves unworthy. If we are not unworthy, we have made ourselves unworthy. We have to recognize that when we go to the Passover, we go to the Passover because we need it. We need the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to be reminded of the commitment that we made to God. So I want to look at a couple of examples today. Let's turn over to Luke 18. Luke 18 and verse 9. Luke 18 and verse 9. He says, "Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous." They trusted in themselves because they were righteous. They thought they were worthy. "I'm righteous. I am worthy." They trusted in themselves because they were worthy and despised other. Christ speaking says, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes all that I possess.'" Let's stop there. You notice there's a lot of I's. "I am great. I am fasting. I am tithing. I am doing all of these things. Look at me." Let's look at the flip side of that. He says, "And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. God has given us a principle here, an attitude, an approach. You know, it doesn't say, and Christ never says that the Pharisee didn't fast, that he was lying. I believe he did fast. He fasted twice a week. He did give a tithe to everything. He did all the outward appearance that would make him seem that he was a righteous man. But it was his approach and his attitude. He took what he was doing and said, look, I'm better than this guy over here. I've earned it. I deserve it. Is that what we do when we take stock in ourselves? When we come to the Passover, do we have that approach? Do we say, we've earned it? I'm worthy. I'm worthy of this. I deserve this. Or do we take the tax collector's approach and say, be merciful to me, a sinner? Look at another story in Luke, over in Luke 7. In Luke 7, verse 36, I'm going to go ahead and just read this whole section. The story we're all familiar with, the sinful woman. Luke 7 and verse 36, and says, then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet and began weeping. Feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. I want to stop there for a second and say, you know, he's not fully invested in Jesus Christ. If he did, he wouldn't say, if this man were a prophet. Going on, Christ says, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he says, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing to which repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? And Simon answered and said, I suppose the one he forgave more. And he said, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and says, do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she's washed her feet with my tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little, little is forgiven, the same loves little. There's two different approaches in this story here. You hear Simon, the Pharisee, who is, he's a Pharisee. He's going to church. He's studying the law. He's tithing. He's fasting. But it's those things that ends up blinding you if you take stock in it and you trust in it and say, I am righteous because of all that I'm doing. Now, Christ doesn't say, Simon, you've got nothing to be forgiven of. He says, for whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And we know 1 John 1 and verse 8 says, we all sin, for we all sin, all of us, including Simon. But Simon didn't see it. He didn't make the connection. However, the woman who understood that she was sinful, who understood that she needed mercy and forgiveness, took the opportunity to wash Jesus Christ's feet to show that she was humble. One more story over in John 13, and we'll try to tie those two stories together. John 13 is the story of Jesus Christ washing the disciples' feet. John 13 and verse 5, he says, after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? I'm going to stop there and say, I've heard a couple of different messages going both ways with this. I've heard people give this message and say that Simon was being boastful, saying, you'll never wash my feet. But based on what Christ is saying here, I don't get that. I don't take that. I think Peter was saying, you're Jesus Christ. You're not washing my feet. I should be washing your feet. Because he goes on to say, what I am doing you do not understand. And Peter says, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I do not wash your feet, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. So Simon says, Lord, not my feet, but my hands and my head. Wash all of me. If that's what it takes for me to be a part of you, for you to be with me, then let's wash it all. I'll get in the basin with you. That's why I don't think Peter was being boastful here. I think Peter was saying, you're Jesus Christ. You don't need to wash my feet. Peter is showing the approach here. Now I want us to think about something. When we go to the Passover, the Scripture says when we have God's Spirit, that Jesus Christ dwells within us. And we've talked about this last year and the year before, and we'll talk about it again this year. When we have God's Spirit and God's Spirit dwells within us, when we go to wash our brother's feet, we are washing the feet of Jesus Christ. And when our brother washes our feet, it's Jesus Christ washing our feet. Think about that. We get to be the sinful woman in Luke, and we get to be Peter. Do we take that into account? Or is it just part of the ceremony? Is that something we think about beforehand? Do we think that we're worthy to have Jesus Christ wash our feet? Christ, I've been good this week. Here you go. Do we take that approach? Do we take the approach of the sinful woman when we wash each other's feet? When we take stock of ourselves and we measure ourselves to Jesus Christ, we should always fall short. There's always something that we can do. You know, when we examine ourselves, I'm going to encourage us all to think about some of the good things we did over the year, because we've all grown, we've done things right. But there's a lot that we still have yet to do. And we don't want to come to the Passover with the attitude and approach that I've earned this, that I'm worthy of this. We should come with the attitude and the approach that I need this, that I am a sinner, that I need the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we wash each other's feet, that we have the understanding that we are washing Jesus Christ's feet and he's washing ours, and what that means for us, and the beauty that is depicted in the Passover service. I hope that was helpful, and I hope that when we get ready for the Passover, that we all do take time to think about ourselves, not everybody else. But think about each and every one of us individually, so that we do come in a worthy manner.